Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Welcome back inside Good Morning Football, presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. We are coming to you live from London. London calling from a faraway town. It's not far away. We're here. We're living in it. We're swimming in Piccadilly Circus. We're experiencing the London Eye, almost 450 feet tall. Around and around you go. It's so cool. Once you get to the top, we're going on Thursday, I think, Jay. I don't know if
Indeed.
You know. You just can see everything. Just check off all the spectacles. You can see it. Peter, look at that. What are you going to do this afternoon, Peter?
I want to see Churchill's War Room.
Oh, yeah? How come?
I heard that's a cool museum called the War Rooms. You go into Churchill's bunker where he laid out all his plans. I want to see history. I love history, and I want to see it all while I'm here.
I bet it's similar to Bill Belichick's War Room.
Yeah, probably.
It is Tuesday, September 27th. My name is Jamie Erdahl. This is Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, and a Super Bowl champion, Jason McCourty, but not just a Super Bowl champion.
No.
Jason, you've been here twice as a player.
Mm-hmm.
What's the history there?
Went here, got here twice as a player, got to see absolutely none of London. We stayed about an hour and a half away. We didn't have any time. We leave right after the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been fired up this trip. Everything that they've said tourist-wise we can do, I said, sign me up. Hit the pubs the first night. Let's hit 10 of them. Whatever the case may be, London Eye, Piccadilly Circus, no matter where we are, I'm doing it. I want to experience
it. If there was a participation trophy, Jason would have won it by now, because every single thing we go and do, like some of us are tired, we get crabby, we're in traffic, Jason. And just like, do you want me to do it? I'll do it. I'll go do this story or
anything. It's a good quality,
anything.
Jason. Thank you.
Great.
I appreciate that. I like that Jamie goes, she motions to me, some of us are tired. Jason has everything.
Some of us are crabby.
Yeah. You know me. I'm Mr. Low Energy, so that, I can justify that. That's great. Speaking of tired, I bet the Cowboys and the Giants are tired after last night.
It
really did. It's a tough game. It's a contact sport.
Lee Block. It's over to Lee Block.
So, a tremendous performance by Cooper Rush in the Dallas win. But our own Jane Slater tweeted this update after the game. Dak Prescott showed me his thumb post-stitch removal. No swelling, healing. Tells me Cowboys Rams Week 5 is a game that he could possibly start. I get the sense he could go Sunday versus Washington. Wow. If he could, but this will be a team/Dak decision to be smart. And it's a lot easier to be smart and careful with your QB1 if your QB2 is playing as well as Cooper Rush has been doing. So the Cowboys are getting closer to having Dak back in the lineup, but they've won two straight with Cooper Rush at the helm. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Week 3 is in the books. We have to look across the entire league now. We were asked, in our minds, who's the most surprising team, and it can be good or bad to start the 2022 season, Kyle.
Well, we're on British soil, but I'm going to talk about America's team, and I don't like to do that unless they've earned it, and I've been on record about that. They've absolutely earned it. The Dallas Cowboys are 2-1, and we had the conversation to start the show, to start the season after Dak Prescott got hurt. Is the season over? Is Cooper Rush going to hold them afloat? Yeah. He can hold them afloat. He's playing really well. And I think it was interesting what you were just saying, Jamie, about the Dak Prescott thing, which is like, you're going to hear a lot of phrases about, we're going to be careful with Dak. We're not going to rush this, so to speak. Cooper Rush has them playing like a calm, measured level of Dallas Cowboys football, where all of a sudden, you know, there's not these gifts about Mike McCarthy anymore. He doesn't make big, bad plays, doesn't have turnovers. And you look at the schedule, they're playing the Commanders. Okay, fine. They can handle that. They're playing the Rams. The Rams aren't lighting the world on fire. You get to the point where we posed the question earlier. Dak Prescott, it's on the horizon. If you get to 4-1 and 5-1 and you're just stacking wins, Yeah, Dak, just stay in the ice tub a little bit longer. Ice that sucker down. We'll get another specialist to look at it. I thought they were screwed. I thought Jerry Jones was already hovering. He's doing his press conferences, and Mike McCarthy, we're talking Sean Payton. They look pretty good right now, and they're stacking wins, and you have to credit them.
Without a doubt, a backup quarterback in Cooper Rush coming, taking over, leading the team.
Pretty cool.
Just like in Cleveland. This will be the first time since 2017 that I'll say something positive about the Cleveland Browns. But I'm going with them. They have surprised me. Jacoby Brissett, the guy they brought in knowing that Deshaun Watson wasn't going to be there for them, didn't know how long, but they brought this guy in knowing he's a guy, he's a proven leader, he's been a lot of places, he's seen a lot of things. He can keep this team afloat. He can keep the guys going in the right direction. Batonio, their all-pro Pro Bowl guard, talked about him, said it's charismatic, a natural leader, has done a great job for us. He just, people love being around him and just the way he carries himself. And that was big this past Thursday night when they beat the Steelers coming off of a game where they should have beat the Jets and just fell kind of flat on their face to end it. The Browns really should be 3-0. I don't know if it's Brownie the Elf bringing a bit of good luck for them, but somehow or another, they are figuring it out. I was able to go into the building Friday after that Thursday night game, and you can just see the spirits of everybody laughing, smiling. They feel good about the direction that they are going as a team. And it's been nice to see the Browns actually get some victories and be in the spotlight for the right reasons.
All right, he posted a good question about Dak. If the Browns are, say, I don't know, 8-4, 9-3, and Brissett's at the helm, do you resist putting Deshaun Watson in when he gets off the list?
Let Jacoby go. This was a guy, we watched him start in New England and won games. Hey, let's see what he can do. The team is behind him. Everybody that talked about him Thursday night after that game just raved about him. But the question comes when you're paying somebody $200 million. But let Jacoby rock, if you're asking me.
I'm staying in the AFC. I've got another AFC team here, and I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars. You mentioned it earlier, Kyle. This is a team that had the first overall pick 2 years in a row, meaning they're the worst team in football 2 years in a row. Not only did they have to wash the stench off last season, they had to build a culture overnight. And you watch this Jaguars team, and it seems like not only have they built a culture, they're going to be competitive this year. They're really good. When you have a top five pick every year in the draft, eventually you put it all together. And they got Trayvon Walker first overall, who people were like, that might be a raw project. He's been outstanding.
Yeah.
But the guy I want to talk about is their other first-round pick, 27th overall, Devin Lloyd. Devin Lloyd out of Utah is a defensive rookie of the year right now, hands down. What this guy has done for this team, he's already picked off two different passes. He has 16 solo tackles. Ooh. He wears 33. He has been a revelation for the Jaguars. And as much as we talk about Trevor Lawrence, and we will, and Doug Peterson, this Jaguars defense has now shut a team out in Washington and looked Justin Herbert right in the eyes and said, you're not going to do anything against us. This guy right here is outstanding. Leads all rookies in tackles, passes defended, and interceptions. This is a second first-round pick they had. I think the Jaguars in a weird AFC South are going to be playing important games in November and in December. They might not win this thing, but they are showing that they have a culture, they have a winning ability, and they have a defense to go with what's going to be an all-world quarterback who's playing the part. I am surprised by Jacksonville. I thought this would take a year of Doug Peterson getting them built up. It seems like overnight, the Urban Meyer to Doug Peterson thing did not take as long as we expected, and this team is just looking to be coached.
Absolutely. They look fantastic. Call me the Wicked Witch of the West, but Devontae Adams, you're not in Green Bay anymore. This is the Raiders. What is happening? Guys, dare I say, let's remember, we've been 2 months on the show now, and we spent the first month building up the AFC West.
Yes.
Building it up like it was going to be this behemoth of a division with all of these talented stars. The AFC West is 5-7 through the first 3 weeks. The NFC East, dare I say, they could be the new AFC West.
Go on.
8-4. I mean, I don't know if this is one of those things that's going to annoy Peter. Like, we don't do records on divisions. Well, I do. This is convincing. The Raiders, what is happening in Las Vegas? Devontae Adams, frankly, is probably asking the same question. He's frustrated. He's coming out in the media and talking about, this is not how I play football. Yeah, there might. I know you guys went to college together, but there was going to be some growing pains, it sounds like, getting used to playing with Derek Carr once again, even though we went to Fresno State together. I mean, they added Devontae Adams. They added Chandler Jones. Devontae Adams has 63 yards per game coming into week four. That's unbelievable. Jones hasn't had a sack yet this season. I mean, this is so not the team within a division that is really underperforming. But it's not the team I thought the Raiders were going to be. It is a puzzle in Las Vegas, an absolute puzzle.
Yeah, and we know that Josh McDaniels had a long closed-door meeting with Mark Davis, the owner, after 3 weeks and three losses, already going there, not what they expected in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, it's, I don't know. Now, with the Hall of Fame or Picks of the Palace, we all went snarky, and you went positive, and now you guys went positive, and I was snarky, but yeah, whatever.
I think you went honest, Jamie, and that's what
we're doing. Through.
Honest,
very, very confusing.
Authentic.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Back on Good Morning Football live from London. That is the Tower Bridge. There is a website that I am very tuned into. The bridge will lift at 6:30 this evening and go back down. And then they tell you directions. They tell you the vessel that's going to come through. It's really cool. I want to go see it. And our show, it might be on the move this week. Maybe you're going to see Tower Bridge in the background. I don't know. It's cool. Just a little teaser for you. But right now, our next guest is one of London's most well-known TV and radio personalities. He's interviewed some of the world's biggest celebrities, and he knows all about morning shows, and we're here to pick his brain. Please welcome a new official friend of the show, Johnny Bond.
Hey! Lovely to be here. You know, you can actually do your show from on top of Tower Bridge.
What?
You can do it in the top thing. They've got a place there. You can have a studio. They shut it for ages because two people were jumping.
We should have closed.
We should have. Yeah, you've been shut for years. You've
seen some of these fan bases lately?
We're done real fast. Sorry about that.
This is great. You know all these little tricks of the trade when it comes to London. 30 NFL regular season games have been played in London.
Yes.
You're born and bred here. You know exactly what it's like and the vibe that you get from this community when the NFL descends. What's it been like?
It's like there's some weird religious festival that we don't know about going on. Uh-huh. No, suddenly it's like this cult's in town.
Yeah.
And down like Regent Street, it's kind of like Christmas. You're thinking, there's nothing on here. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then kids are looking around like, what's that? Are there presents?
Yeah.
No, there isn't. But there's NFL. And you really do feel it. And when I used to do a morning show, when it first started, for the very first game, which was between the Miami Dolphins and the New York Giants, we even had all the cheerleaders in the studio. It's like the whole building was going crazy. Yeah. And afterwards, they came back to review the game because it was such a big deal. I'd been to games that aren't part of an actual proper fixture, you know, just like an exhibition game. And they gave me a ball. And I thought when they said it's one of 36, there you go. And I thought that I kind of lost a lot of value there. I think one of 30, it's like 36, and it's got the name of it. And they said this is match day ball. This is one of 36. And for ages, I was. This is so bad. I was letting my bulldog play with it in the garden because I couldn't get it off of him. And he goes, and he was what we call fashion.
Yeah.
And he was rustling it. And I couldn't get it away from him. And he really chewed it to bits. And I didn't realize it's in your rules that there are 36 balls used in a typical NFL game.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. So I just thought it was like, here's...
That's
I didn't,
casual, yeah.
No, but what I didn't realize is this is the first ball for any NFL game played outside of the USA. And my dog has destroyed it.
It was a good chew.
He enjoyed it. It was a good... Can I just say, it was a great chew.
Hey.
But I like the way you were worried about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a good chew?
The dog's name. Shout out to your dog. What's the dog's name?
Jeff. He just passed.
Oh.
Move on. Sorry. But it wasn't because of the ball. It's okay. Yeah, he swallowed a big bit of leather.
That was it. All right. So you've been hosting the Kickabout podcast, which talks about the good, the bad, and the ugly of sports. We had one of the famous ugly plays of NFL history happened this past week.
The butt punt.
Yes!
Right.
You saw this. I need your reaction
like
on the
people
punt.
Consenting adults doing rest areas.
Talk about it.
Rest stops.
Yeah.
Busy roads.
So I don't know why you're looking at me.
Johnny's amazing!
That's it!
I'm just saying, but it does, doesn't it? Are you in a... Do you want a butt punt?
Sure.
Sure, get in the back.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Sure.
If you're into it, I guess.
Maybe the hedge.
If you're into it.
That's the
Johnny! Best. Sure, there's no one around.
That's right. You hear the...
I'm just saying. Johnny, underneath
but,
listen.
But no, I clicked. It is ugly. It's ugly.
It's ugly.
It's ugly. But on my show, I always have my little book of ugliness.
Let me see. What do you got?
Okay, I've got a bit of ugliness. Well, we had, amongst teammates, Kieran Dyer... and Lee Bowyer, both playing for Newcastle at the time, they had a fight to together, two teammates,
okay.
had a fight which had to be broken up by the opponents, which,
uh-huh.
Which was just crazy.
Yeah.
And it was a proper, you know, they
sure.
were,
yeah.
and they were losing 3-0. They kept interfering with each other's areas, which sounds like another thing.
Another
thing, we're back in the rest stop.
Back in the rest stop, Jim.
I mean, it's not as low as butt punch.
Are there any of those rest stops around here?
Here's something really ugly.
We'll shoot a piece there.
You want ugly, right? Marcelo, he's a Brazilian who transferred to Lyon, and he got demoted to the reserve team of Lyon. And they said it was because of a dressing room incident.
Okay.
And no one knew what it was.
Oh, no.
And it turns out,
what?
It's a French side, it turns out he let go something stanky
in the
changing room, like a big fart.
Sure.
And just laughed and thought this is humour. And his teammates
they
complained so much. They demoted him.
Oh, my goodness.
They kicked him out because it was such a bad bit of work. But I wonder... it worked.
Let me see this.
A bad fart is called a bad bit of work.
The book actually says ugly on it.
No, it's ugly.
You cannot see the noble.
No, because you don't know what's in there. Yeah. No, but do you know what? What I'd like to know is from the pro, is and maybe anyone out there can answer the question
as well. I can't wait for this.
Is how... Who's a player at the moment? Who are the players in the NFL at the moment that are so good uh-huh. that they'd be forgiven any kind of dressing room atrocity mm-hmm. of that nature? Who's so good they'd get forgiven for something like that? Mm-hmm. And who perhaps...
Oh, gosh, yeah. Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
He's that good and he's that scary.
Okay.
Now, no one's going to walk up to him and be like, hey, sir, you have to leave the premises.
Okay.
No, I'm staying here and I will fart and do whatever I like.
Yeah.
And
I think McVay lets him stay. Well, yeah, we got to light a match for Aaron. It's sometimes the hell of a player, it's fine.
Because you've already got a big player. Right. You've already got a big player they kind of don't like.
Yeah.
So say, Andy did that fart, right?
Yeah.
You hear about this, like world-renowned British humor,
yes.
and you're raised
yes.
on it, and the Monty Python, and it's so sharp.
Yes.
And then until you see it face to face, you can't really be ready for it.
It's incredible.
Okay. Here's another one for you.
All
ready?
Right, last one.
Here's another one. Is it last one?
Last one. Because we got more questions for you.
Okay. I'm going for Swiatek, who won the U.S. Open tennis the other day. In the semi-final, she lost the first set 6-1, and she had to go for a comfort break in the semi-final. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And she came back out again.
Uh-huh.
And she won the next set 6-1. And she lost the first one 6-3-6.
Okay.
So. She came out and she said, and they said to her at the end, in the on-court interview, they said to her, what happened in that comfort break? She goes, let's say I came back feeling lighter.
She went to the bathroom.
She went to the bathroom. No, but no.
Right?
It's too much knowledge. It's too much to know she's feeling... But, okay, listen.
This is what you talk about in your show. You have that, and this is
yeah,
what you
write for. Yeah, that's the kickabout available on podcast. But you can't... Okay, we've all had... I've been in studio shows, and we've had to go off and take a break and whatever, and actually a couple of times I've forgotten my microphone's been on.
Okay, sure.
With hilarious consequences.
Oh, yeah.
But the idea of what it's like to sit there and you're... By what's the top court at the U.S. Open? What's it called?
Arthur Ashe.
You're sitting there, and there's 50,000 people waiting when
right.
you sit there.
Yeah, yeah.
The pressure uh-huh. on that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she delivered.
What a girl!
Hey, uh-huh. Johnny, she delivered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She said I felt a lot lighter.
Yeah.
No, but she delivered the goods. She delivered. At the end of the day, it's all about focus. She focused on what she had to do. She had a job to do. She went out there. She did her job.
So you're a tennis fan. You're an NFL guy. College football. What's going on here? Your Alabama t-shirts.
Roll Tide.
All over your Instagram.
Roll Tide. No, it's because Roll. Because they're not Auburn.
Oh, wait, wow! What's your beef with Auburn?
Look, there you are. This is you.
Oh, wow!
No, because
test your strength.
Because Alabama, man.
Have you
Nick
ever
been? Saban. No, I think
you
that was probably. I'd love to go.
Mm-hmm. This is your connection.
My dream is to watch a game of Bama. It really is.
Wow.
And on a show like this, you must almost live what Saban calls the process, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The process, which you just do whatever you're about to do, you do to the maximum of your ability without any regard for the big picture, and you will win in the end because you just do the next thing as well as you possibly can. That's the process. Why it's fourth and goal every day on my show.
Yeah.
If you want to come on it, you better come with it because I'm going to bring it.
Johnny, I'm supposed to ask you about the big breakfast, but do you have a process? Like, is there something about how you get ready that
Good
you
question.
Can... So we know.
Get
I'm new
us,
to
yeah,
this today. TV side. So yeah. Is there a part of my process that I need to work on?
No, the first thing is you've got it all there. You've got it all there. And I just think that the process is simply that you make sure that you're saying, this is what we're going to do in this next little bit. Don't worry about the big show. Just the next little bit. You've got guys out there to worry about that. What do I really want in this next little bit? And the other thing is, I don't know how long are we till the end of the part. I don't know how long we're to the end of the part, but you know what the thing is? Never give away possession. Never give away possession.
Just keep talking.
Uh-huh. No, ABT. ABT, right?
Go on.
Always be teasing.
Right.
So that's part of my process. So at the end of this, right, how do we lose possession? We lose possession by not making people stay. Cheers. Right. So if we're going out and say, coming up, I have got the greatest and funniest story in the history of sport.
Yes.
And it's coming up next. You're not going to believe it. It's crazy. Stay with us. And if we... Who isn't coming back, right? We haven't lost possession.
Yes.
Okay, well, let me try it.
Go ahead. No one, believe me, no one's turning off this segment. Right? Don't worry about that. Yeah. We're not losing possession. We got a high and tight.
You had a take on American sportscasters that you were trying to tell us before we started here. What's the observation you have?
What are we talking about?
About the players
and the players and the teammates.
There we go. It's in American sport. For a start, my request would be to all people who are behind American sports is please, when you show American sports in Britain, could we have your commentators?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Otherwise, we get kind of British guys going, I don't know what's wrong here with the Cowboys' defense, but they're sort of struggling. When they were blitzed earlier, you can see linebackers jittery, and you're thinking, it's just... I don't need that.
I know.
Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing you're going to get with Washington all day. And you're thinking, no, I want...
You want Troy Aikman.
Right.
Yeah.
That's who I want. It's like if I watch baseball, I want to go, fell's away, with that kind of voice you only get in baseball and strip clubs, right?
That's the one. And that's Johnny.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Back on Good Morning Football, live from London. That is Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. It has the first dividing retractable football pitch, which means you can play football and then you can play football, depending on which grass, turf, whatever you want to call it, is down. That is where the Saints and Vikings game will be played on Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, live right here on NFL Network. Stacey Dales is with us all week long. The Saints, like Stacey, are already in London. The Vikings are still in the States, coming a little bit later in the week. Mm-hmm. Different approaches in terms of travel. Stacey, how do you explain the difference there?
Yeah, Jamie, it's very simple. Both the Saints and the Vikings on Central Time, but such different approaches. When you think about the Saints, they came in on Monday because they believe, sort of distraction-free, they can get acclimated and accustomed to the time zone, as head coach Dennis Allen told us on Monday when they arrived. And then for the Vikings, their head coach Kevin O'Connell saying, we want to keep it Vikings time. Again, that is Central Time. It's a six-hour difference for them. Normal as they can through Thursday, they'll land here on Friday, and we'll see on Sunday which approach was better.
Oh, thank you so much, Stacey. Stacey's been incredible all morning, as she is each and every morning. We'll be seeing you soon, Stacey Dales. In the meantime, power rankings, my friends, across the pond, the United Kingdom. Time to talk about them ahead of week four with Dan Hansis. We always do this according to a theme. Since we're here in Britain, we're going to do this with according to a theme of British one-hit wonders, guys. Here we go. Starting off with the Carl Douglas Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody
division.
Was.
Here we go. Houston Texans in the 32 spot. Look at the Jets, guys. Even in a loss up to 31. Commanders, Panthers. This one's never that fun. Bears even at 2-1 at 27. Moving on to the Spandau Ballet True division. Love that song. If you're hearing a mysterious voice at the table, we have a special guest in this segment. You'll hear from him shortly. How about the Patriots? Way down at 24 in the bottom right corner of your screen. Switch to the upper left, Jason McCourty was hyping the Browns and saying, you know, Jacoby Brissett's got a thing going on. And then those sneaky Jags at 18. But then let's move on to the Thomas Dolby, She Blinded Me with Science division. A wholly original song. Starting the upper left, Vikings and Bengals round out the top 10. And then the Niners to his, what you got? I'm sorry, what, Peter? Science! Okay, yeah, that was it. That's what they need in San Francisco right now, science, because they're having trouble. The Titans at 12, Cowboys 13 coming off a win. Let's move on, though, to the greatest Band-Aid. Do they know it's Christmas?
Yeah.
Top eight teams, Philadelphia Eagles, best team in the NFL, Buffalo Bills! Over the team they just lost to, we'll have to get into that. Packers 4, Chiefs, Rams, Ravens, Buccaneers. But never mind that. It is my distinct pleasure, everyone, to have a gentleman, an international gentleman, who is the John Lennon of the 2022 era in the United Kingdom, Mr. Dan Hansis in studio. Hello, Dan.
I love it. And I don't want to get off on the wrong foot, but Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid?
Oh, my gosh.
Not really a band, so is it a one-hit wonder because they never followed it up with... Who am I to say? I'm a guest on the show. So I'll shut up.
Bono brings the house down, though. It's just unbelievable.
Will they God
instead? Listen, we start at the top.
I love this energy right now.
It's the best. It's like we finally. It's like when we finally met Will Selma after
this connection.
Dan is here. He is our guy. All right, Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles number one team.
Wow.
Dan, tell us why the birds are at top of everybody right now.
I mean, we heard from OC earlier, and I'm in the same boat, that they are so balanced on both sides of the ball. And I thought it was kind of fascinating how you saw the defense take over with the 9 sacks of Carson Wentz. And it's interesting to see Jalen Hurts take this leap. And the biggest problem now that the Eagles have is, like, who's our number one wide receiver? Is it Devonta Smith or is it AJ? It's rich people problems. Yeah. That's where things are right now with the Eagles. It's pretty good.
Did not look pretty for the Vikings against the Eagles in week 2. They win at home against the Packers. They lose on the road. They win back at home. Power rankings-wise, the Vikings, yeah, they take on the Saints Sunday morning. Have you seen life in them after this week 3 win?
I always have a soft spot for the Vikings. I don't know why. Right. Maybe it's because of you.
Yeah, Jamie. Thank you.
And I kind of, speaking of the Eagles, it was a buzzsaw situation on Monday. And the Kirk Cousins primetime thing. It's real.
It's a real thing. Real.
Yeah. So it didn't surprise me to see them bounce back the way they did against Detroit. They got some help from Dan Campbell, of course, but they got it done. And KJ Osborne did his thing. So I think they're going to play well in this game. I think they're set up here. I think New Orleans is in a tough spot where they are right now and trying to figure out their identity, especially on offense. I think the Vikings are going to score points. I think they could put up 30 points, and I don't think the Saints are there right now. So I see the Vikings. I picked them as a playoff team before the season. I still see them as that type of squad. It's just those primetime games sometimes give you, like, it's a bad stench that they have to shake.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Team searching for identity. Thursday night, Miami knows their identity. They're going against the Cincinnati Bengals. Prime Video, but it also streams on NFL Plus. A little promo there for you guys.
Nice.
But this past game, we saw Joe Burrow get some time, make some plays. Is that what we can expect from him if the offensive line is able to give him a pocket to actually do some work in?
I think so. I mean, there was definitely gains in the protect Joe Burrow front against the Jets, but it still wasn't great. And you saw, especially in the second half, after they kind of did what they wanted in the first half, the offensive line again was struggling. Burrow's taken too many hits. But yeah, I think we're making progress. They looked like a team that had some confidence, and they're going to take that into a big game on Thursday. So I think it's going to be fun to watch them. I'm still wondering what is up with their running game. Joe Mixon did not look good. He hasn't looked good all season. He's way too talented for them to be stuck in the mud, because if they can get the running game going, you know how that will set up everything and help them in the passing game. So keep an eye on that, because you know they want to establish it.
Kyle wasn't being facetious when he said you're the John Lennon. We come here now second time, and we've been out in the air for 6 years airing in Sky, and it seems like we get this really warm reception. But what you guys have built with the Around the NFL team, specifically in London, with this fan base, has been really incredible. Can you take us through the connection you guys have with this community and also what you're going to be doing this week?
Yeah, it's really special. And we pinch ourselves, ATN, because the London fans and the UK fans, Ireland, Scotland, really all around, immediately got what we were trying to do when the podcast started, which we were a little bit different, a little outside the box to what NFL media puts out. We're a bunch of dudes and just talking football. And that, I think that's something we get all the time when we come over here. People, when we talk to the fans, are like, yeah, we like you because you sound like us in the pub, like chopping up games. And they're like, that's what we're going for. And it's just been so fun to see the relationship grow. And that's why I remember being at the airport after our trip last year to London and saying to Greg Rosenthal, my colleague, like, we always have to get here. This is like part of what we do. We need to stoke the fire because we know the fans love us here and we love getting to see them because it's so passionate. And we have a live show on Thursday night here in London at the O2 Forum. And it's going to be a full house, and we have to, I'm a little nervous about it, to be honest with you.
Like, go to a forum. Wow. We didn't actually have a live show.
It's a large room,
yeah.
And the more I talk about it, the more I get nervous about it, and I might just jump out this window. But
No,
in all seriousness, we're excited, and I'm excited because we've always been welcomed with open arms by the fans here, and it's going to be like a big family reunion. So we're excited for that, and of course, to be at the game on Sunday. It's just great to be here.
Cool. It's amazing.
That's awesome. So cool.
I flew to Australia, and when I landed, the first person grabbed me and said, "Do you know Dan Hansis?" I'm not even kidding. I told the story on air, and when I told it, I have to right or wrong. I said, "We love all the Around the NFL guys. We love Dan Hansis, Greg Rosenthal, all the guys." And then they played that clip over and over. So Mark Sessler, can we give some Mark Sessler? We love you, Mark Sessler. We love you.
We're not getting rid of the sound drop, though.
I know. It's a drop. It's a catchy drop. That's great.
All the guys.
You're the best, man. Enjoy the show. Everybody go. Be sure to check out NFL Power Rankings presented by Energizer every Tuesday on NFL.com.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.